Module 10, Change Acceptance and Management. Accepting the fact that change has occurred and managing those changes can be difficult, but it must be done in order to grow. In this module, we will discuss the idea that change is constant, teach you how to integrate change into the business, and how to deal with those changes. Change is constant. Unless you are completely on board with not growing in your business, changes will have to take place. There are changes that you initiate and those that naturally occur. Whether you like it or not, change will happen. Below are some tips to help you feel like you have some level of control when change is knocking at your door. Prepare in advance. Be clear. Give complete explanations of change and why it is beneficial, as well as access to all necessary resources. Address potential questions. Give adequate information regarding indirect consequences of change. Simplify implementation. Make the change as easy as possible by providing support and preparing everyone so that they can focus without distraction. Dealing with evolution. You see that your current method is not working, so you change it. It seems to work for a while, but then you see it is no longer effective. You begin to feel like you don't know what you were doing because another change is in order. What do you do? First, take a breath. Remember, change is constant. You are not the problem. It's just that it's time for another change. Here are some ways to deal with the evolution of change so discouragement does not set in. Work to maintain a positive mindset. Learn new things. Communicate with others. Ask questions. Step outside of yourself and help others. Help implement the change. Look at the big picture. The other side. You have made it to a point where you can take a breather. You don't have to change your current way of doing things. That's great. But it doesn't mean it's time for you to get comfortable. Reflect on the changes you have made, how they affect where the company is today, and how your resilience has been affected. If the change and your practice of being resilient in the face of adversity have done their job, you will notice that you are more self-aware, more confident, more mindful, moment-by-moment awareness, more optimistic, more in touch with boundaries, more willing to learn, more empathetic, more communicative, more flexible. Integrate the change. As stated before, change can be scary for everybody. With that in mind, it is important to slowly and steadily integrate change so that others aren't intimidated, but your goals are still being achieved. Step 1, promote the change before integrating. Step 2, highlight the benefits. Step 3, train. Step 4, integrate. Step 5, get feedback on the integration. Step 6, consider feedback and make additional changes if necessary. Step 7, start over with step 1. Case study. James and Kathleen are having lunch. They just finished working on a course designed to train employees on the integration of a new technology. James states that he believes their training covers everything employees will need to know to get started using the technology. Kathleen agrees they did a great job, but is concerned there may be glitches in the technology that they won't catch until employees begin using it. James says that is possible, but that is the nature of change. The kinks may not all be worked out the first go-round, and they'll have to make additional changes. Kathleen strives for perfection and is concerned that if things aren't perfect the first time they introduce it to employees, they may lose credibility with the employees. James assures Kathleen that they have what it takes to implement any further changes if necessary, and that everything will work out. Kathleen feels at ease and says she is ready to conduct the training.